CD 3.
The next morning was bright and clear, like all Holywood days, and they made a start on the interestingy and curious adventures of Cohen the Barbarian. Dibbler had worked on it all evening, he said. The title, however, was Silverfishes. Although Dibbler had assured him that Cohen the Barbarian was practically historical and certainly educational, Silverfish had held out against Valley of Blood. Victor was handed what looked like a leather purse, but which turned out to be his costume. He changed behind a couple of rocks. He was also given a large blunt sword. "Now," said Dibbler, who was sitting in a canvas chair, "what you do is you fight the trolls, rush up and untie the girl from the stake, fight the other trolls, and then run off behind that other rock over there. That's the way I see it. What do you say, Tommy?"
"Well, I..." Silverfish began.
"That's great," said Dibbler. "Okay. Yes, Victor?"
"You mentioned trolls. What trolls?" said Victor.
The two rocks unfolded themselves.
"Don't you worry about a thing, mister," said the nearest one. "Me and old Galena over there have got this down pat."
"Trolls," said Victor, backing away.
"That's right," said Galena. He flourished a club with a nail in it.
But, Victor began.
"Yeah," said the other troll.
What Victor would like to have said was, "But you're trolls, fierce animated rocks that live in the mountains and bash travellers with huge clubs very similar to the ones you're holding now, and I thought when they said trolls they meant ordinary men dressed up in, oh, I don't know, sacking painted grey or something."
"Oh, good," he said weakly.
"And don't you go listening to them stories about us eating people," said Galena. "That's a slander, that is. I mean, we're made of rock. What did we want to eat people for?"
"Swaller," said the other troll.
"You mean swaller?"
"Yeah.
What's we want to swaller people for? We always spit out the bits. And anyway, we've retired from all that now," he added quickly. "Not that we ever did it."
He nudged Victor in a friendly fashion, nearly breaking one of his ribs.
"It's good here," he said conspiratorially. "We get $3 a day plus a dollar barrier cream allowance for daylight working.
On account of turning to stone until nightfall otherwise, what is a pain?"
said his companion.
"Yeah, and it holds up shooting and people strike matches on you.
Plus our contract says we get 5 pence extra for use of our own club," said the other troll.
"If we could just get started," Silverfish began.
"Why is there only 2 trolls? Complained Dibbler. "What's heroic about fighting 2 trolls? I asked for 20, didn't I?"
2's fine by me," Victor called out.
"Listen, Mr. Dibbler," said Silverfish, "I know you're trying to help, but the basic economics..."
Silverfish and Dibbler started to argue. Gaffer, the handleman, sighed and took the back off the moving picture box to feed and water the demons who were complaining. Victor leaned on his sword.
"Do a lot of this sort of thing, do you?" he said to the trolls.
"Yeah," said Galena, "all the time. Like, in A King's Ransom, I play a troll who rushed out and hit people, and in The Dark Forest, I play a troll who rushed out and hit people. And in Mystery Mountain, I play a troll who rushed out and jumped up and down on people. It doesn't pay to get typecast."
"And do you do the same thing?" said Victor to the other troll.
"Oh, Moraine's a character actor, ain't you?" said Galena. "Best in the business."
"What does he play?"
"Rocks."
Victor stared.
"On account of his craggy features," Galena went on. "Not just rocks. You should see him do an ancient monolith. You'd be amazed. Go on, Maury. Show him your inscription."
"Nah," said Moraine, grinning sheepishly.
"I'm thinking of changing my name for moving pictures," Galena went on. "Something with a bit of class. I thought, Flint."
He gave Victor a worried look, insofar as Victor was any judge of the range of expressions available to a face that looked as though it had been kicked out of granite with a pair of steel-toed boots.
"What you think?" he said.
Oh, it's very nice."
"More dynamic, I thought," said the prospective Flint.
Victor heard himself say,
"Or Rock. Rock's a nice name."
The troll stared at him, its lips moving soundlessly as it tried out the alias.